Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The recent change by the Environmental Protection Agency to allow the year-round sale of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol will be a benefit to Kentucky corn farmers. Kentucky Corn and Small Grain Growers Executive Director Laura Noth says the rule change that was effective June 1st is a step in the right direction.
It was a win. It truly was. The administration, EPA, announced that they would allow E15 to be sold year-round. So they removed some regulatory hurdles that allows E15 to be considered just like E10, which is in the majority of your fuel around the country, and it can be sold year-round. They're going to allow E15 to be able to be sold year-round.
Noth says consumers will also see the benefit from the year-round sale of E15.
Every vehicle 2001 or newer can use E15, and that's 90% of the vehicles on the road. So we see this as an opportunity for additional ethanol demand in our fuels. It's cleaner burning and it saves customers money at the pump because, you know, ethanol is cheaper than petroleum.
After many years of testing, she notes E15 has proven to be a win-win.
When you mix some ethanol with your gas, you get a lower priced product that burns cleaner and burns as efficient as any gasoline on the market. It's the most tested fuel ever, E15 is, because obviously we've had some pushback over the years on being allowed to add more ethanol to our fuel. So it is the most tested fuel on the market, and we're excited to see it finally come into the marketplace.
We'll have more in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Corn and Small Grain Growers Executive Director Laura Noth adds one of the hurdles is increasing the availability of E15 around the state.
Retailers will have to adopt the sale of E15. So that's marketing. They have to figure out how to get it to their pumps. They have to figure out how to market it. So it will take time for that to happen.
She notes E15 is one of many ways that improved marketing of corn will help Kentucky corn farmers.
Year over year, we grow such an abundant supply of corn that we need to use it in every way possible. We need to feed it and to use it for fuel and then export it. So, and that's what we've done in the past. And that's what allows our grain farmers to be profitable, successful, and to invest in their operations and invest in their communities.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.